Hello and welcome to a new episode of our Messe podcast. In this episode, we have a very special guest, Dr. Michael Harenbrock, a filtration expert in the field of e-mobility at Mann & Hummel GmbH. Welcome, Michael.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. Looking forward for the podcast.
Me too. It's a pleasure to have you here. Before we dive in and find out more about Mann & Hummel, how about you briefly introduce yourself and give us an insight into your work at Mann & Hummel?
Yeah, so sure. My pleasure. I joined Mann & Hummel already in 1998, so at my 25th work anniversary last year. Mann & Hummel is a global leader in filtration. And in this company, since 2010, I work on projects for electric mobility and fuel cells. And in my current position as a principal expert in electric mobility, I monitor market and technology trends in electrified powertrains, both battery electric and fuel cell, and initiate innovation projects to provide customer value based on upcoming technical requirements. I'm active in several clusters and industry organizations and also act as chairman in pre-competitive industry research projects.
So you have a very wide overview of what the current industry trends and challenges are. So we'd like to take a closer look at how Mann & Hummel has been developing products for electrified powertrains for over a decade. The company is a lot older than just that, as I've heard. Could you tell us more about Mann & Hummel's role in this area and perhaps some more about your many years of experience? You just mentioned 25 years plus and counting already.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mann & Hummel is a company which was founded already in 1941. And we have a very strong position in filtration products for internal combustion engines. So, of course, as we see that the market is also going towards electrification, the big question, of course, is what will Mann & Hummel be in the times of electrification? And we have decided to stay a filtration company, meaning we separate the useful from the harmful. And this is exactly my job, to figure out what are the needs for these new technologies to keep gases and liquids clean of contamination.
So there's definitely a sustainability aspect to that in keeping our environment clean.
Absolutely. And sustainability is on one hand, of course, to bring products to market for powertrains which are more sustainable, so less emissions, but also to have more sustainable products, meaning we also integrate sustainability into our products by using, for example, recycled materials, at least at part for our plastic parts.
Mm-hmm. So as you mentioned in your introduction, the market for drive technology is constantly evolving, particularly in the direction of electrification. Could you explain to us what challenges and opportunities this development brings for companies like Mann & Hummel?
It makes the market for our traditional products portfolio absolutely smaller. So the more electrified powertrains we see, the less demand for our products for the internal combustion engine. And so this is definitely a threat for existing and traditional products, but it's, of course, obviously an opportunity for new products. And so if you want to survive as an automotive supplier, you really have to adapt your product portfolio, but you always have to stick to your core. And our core at Mann & Hummel is filtration. So that's our DNA. So separating the useful from the harmful. So as we have done this strategic positioning, we have really intensively worked together with institutes, customers, and industrial organizations to identify requirements for the purity of liquids and gases in the feed of fuel cell system components. And we transferred that into filtration systems and have them introduced successfully into the market.
Your products in the field of fuel cell systems are extremely diverse and sophisticated. Could you give us an insight into some of the key products and how they work?
Absolutely. And I have to say, I'm very proud of that. So in the field of fuel cell systems, we offer products in the cathode air path, on one hand on the inlet side and also at the exhaust path, that enable the fuel cell to be supplied with air of the required cleanliness. So make it clean of particles and harmful gases, but also to contain just the right amount of humidity, removing too much humidity or liquids, but just maintaining the necessary level here. And we have designed a product portfolio which perfectly fits together. So you can more or less click the different components together to build a complete system. The fuel cell stack has to be supplied with clean air, and the air even needs to be cleaner than the air you even breathe or the air that an internal combustion engine needs. So we have to separate particles, of course, but also harmful gases, which could poison the fuel cell catalyst and thus degrade the fuel cell stack earlier. Also, water separators are needed to separate liquid water. And the really new and innovative product we will also be showing at Hannover Messe is our gas-to-gas flat sheet humidifier, which ensures that the supply air for the stack always have the necessary humidity to operate in an optimum window of performance. This is really a highlight for this year's Hannover Fair exhibition. So we've worked on this product for 10 years plus. So still when I was working in our advanced development department, and it's a very complex technical part, applying flat sheet membrane technology, and very challenging, especially also with regard to production, because you have to have very, very good production processes to make sure that the component does not have any leakage internally and externally, and it also withstands the high lifetime expectations. And high lifetime expectations is definitely an additional technology trend we see for all the fuel cell applications. And this is especially true for, let's say, the higher power applications. So for truck, we need to reach lifetime of our components for 25 to 30,000 hours. But this is even less than what you would expect for maritime or railway applications. So humidifier is definitely something we also see as one of our major components and major innovations we bring to the market. That was for the cathode air, but we are also active in the cooling loop. And in the cooling loop, the water glycol coolant also needs to be cleaned. So we do particle filtrations here. But on the other hand, we also have ion exchangers introduced to the market, which help to keep the electric conductivity of the coolant low and thus preventing any electric shorts in the stack. And that was really a first application of ion exchange technology for Manntomel in its more than 8 decades of history that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Who else are your customers, and where else do these innovative technologies find a place?
It's a little bit different than in the field of internal combustion engines. So in internal combustion engines, you normally supply your components to the OEMs, to the manufacturer of the vehicles. But in fuel cells, it's also much more with fuel cell system integrators, which then might supply the systems to an OEM. So we are here also in the so-called tier two position in certain fields. And what we also see is that fuel cell technologies and the products that we do are not only applicable to on-road transport, so like passenger cars or heavy-duty trucks, but the need for clean air, for example, and clean coolant is the same no matter if you use this also in railways, aviation, or maritime applications. Mm-hmm. And so it's not only different tiers in the automotive business, but also new markets beyond on-road transportation. And of course, this is definitely a pretty challenging but also fascinating arena that we are playing in.
Yeah, it does sound fascinating. And like, you really have to collaborate with your customers to find out what products exactly are needed. And I heard that you also collaborate with research institutes. Could you tell us some more about the exciting developments or innovations that you've been involved in working and collaborating with research institutes, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something which I really find exciting and what is very much rewarding. So, you know, when you want to develop a filter, you first have to understand, hey, what is the critical component I have to take out? This is more or less to understand what is harmful for a fuel cell stack. And when the technology starts, nobody really knows. And so you have to systematically identify, for example, which gases are harmful, which gases you have to capture to protect the fuel cell stack. And then, of course, you also have to understand how much of these gases can be tolerated by the fuel cell stack. And so I think this is where the first research projects we did in the field of fuel cells with some institutes over here in Germany, also funded projects, where we systematically investigated the effect of different gases on poisoning of fuel cell stacks, and then also to develop the appropriate adsorber materials, which could hold those gases from ambient air back. And thus, we were able also to show in-field applications that those kind of filters can prolong the fuel cell stack's lifetime. And this is something which is, of course, very important.
Mm.
And it's really been a sequence of projects. So that was the first to understand. So what's critical? Then you have to understand how much of those gases is there out there. And if we talk about gases like ammonia, NOx, and sulfur dioxide, there's only little data available. And so we also joined a next research project, also again together with a German OEM and also with research institutes, where we just ran a van which was packed with very sophisticated air analytic devices to really measure the concentration of those trace gases, real life, in real operation. And it was really, really interesting what we found out. And with that, of course, then we can start to use this knowledge to design our filter products and to help to prolong the lifetime of our customers' fuel cell systems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds like it's worth a lot, not just for you, but for your customers as well, the work that you put into that research.
And I think that's really the point, which is also different in fuel cell if you compare it to internal combustion engines. This arena is much more collaborative because, you know, internal combustion engines, our customers have decades of experience, we have decades of experience. But here we are talking about new technology, new applications, new environments the systems have to operate in. And so here we can only learn together and together with academia and research institutes. And so it's really a win-win situation. We have a common understanding what needs to be done. And we find the right solutions and qualify it together with our customers in real-life applications.
It sounds like one of the trends in this area is collaborative joint work. Are there any other particular trends or developments that we can look forward and that you're aware of in your position at Mannenhummel?
Absolutely. And so I would like to take maybe a view on applications for fuel cell systems. So when we started our work, like I said, a decade ago or even longer ago, the main focus was on small fuel cell stacks. So for passenger cars and forklifts, for example. What we also see is that battery electric technology has made a lot of progress and is also now an absolutely interesting alternative. So we don't feel that it's either fuel cell or battery electric, but both technologies will have their preferred applications. And the applications for fuel cells is more shifting nowadays to higher power applications. So here we talk about not, let's say, 100 kilowatt, but maybe 400 kilowatt, like you would use it for a class 8 truck, a heavy duty long haul truck in the US. But also the applications I mentioned before, like railway, in the future also aviation, and also maritime applications, they need higher power. And so I definitely see a technology and market trend towards those applications.
It definitely sounds like the market for fuel cell technology offers enormous potential from what you've just said. But I assume that it's also accompanied by challenges. What do you see, Michael, as the biggest challenges today and in the future?
Yeah, that's true. So you see, I'm excited about this technology. But what we also have to realize is that this technology still has to find the ramp up into the market. So if we compare, let's say, the volumes we see for individual RFQs from our customers, the volumes are, of course, much, much lower compared to what we are used to. And so what we have to do here is to find a clever way to still deliver good products to our customers, but to lower the individual cost per customer and also to be quick, because that's also what customers are expecting, having parts available very fast. And so what we did is we applied the so-called market product approach, meaning that we have more or less classified requests we received from our customers into three power classes. One for smaller fuel cells, then medium ones. Medium would be something like for passenger cars, and then one which goes up to 200 kilowatt, which would be smaller trucks, for example. And then we have developed standard products for these power classes, and these cover most of our customers' requirements. and customers are pretty happy with that. So through this, we were able to bundle volumes and to reduce costs. And it was also possible to design the components in a way that you can click them together to yield overall systems. And if we take a look into the future, the volumes are really still volatile. So sometimes we have pretty high forecasts, then forecasts are going down. So we have to find clever ways also to deal with kind of volatility and insecurities. And this really means we have to develop base technologies, which we can then apply to different applications. Or, for example, if the market is trending towards larger systems, like I mentioned before, maybe to 400 kilowatt, we have to adapt the standard products into a new performance class, which we will also show at Hannover Messe. We call them Max.
Max.
Max, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where can people find out more about Max, for example, and your other products?
Of course, would be happy to meet you at our booth, C85 in Hall 13. But of course, we have a lot of material available also through our website. So for all these standard components I was just mentioning, we have flyers available in print and online, which you can download to learn more about the dimensions, for example. You have some performance data, and you can even download CID data to do first investigations if those components would fit into your system. On those, you can always also find the respective contacts in development, but also in sales. And I'm also acting as a kind of entry for people who are not familiar with Manon Tummel or our fuel cell products, and more than happy to act as a central contact person here. We will also do a lot of posts on LinkedIn, for example. So our website also has a lot of information available. And if you want to buy a product, you can even do that online through our webshop. And this is only possible through the market product standardization, which I mentioned. These can be ordered online with all the necessary information. So you can find our webpage under www.mann-hummel.com.
Wonderful. Michael, you'll also be at the Hannover Messe. Our listeners can find you there. What are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, you know, when we develop those products, especially the new products which we will be showing, we do this because of our understanding of technology and market trends. But of course, this is only one side of the medal. For us, the very important point why we show that in Hannover is to get into contact to specialists in the field, either from research institutes or customer system integrators, also to provide feedback on what we have done, if we have missed something, if we can improve the products, or if they are just in the way that can be directly used for their applications. So this is really to learn more about the feedback, and then, of course, have maybe more interesting also discussions about starting new innovation or research projects, for sure. I mentioned that's an important topic in the field of fuel cells. And through these contacts, we can also form strong teams to further this technology and make sure that the products that we develop fulfill the market and customer needs. And this is not only to be an excellent performant part, but also to reach the required cost level, also to make it economically feasible.
Mm-hmm. We've already reached the end of our episode. Thank you very much, Michael, for your time today and your insight into the future of fuel cell technology.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So it was really a pleasure to talk with you about the topics I burned for.
Dear listeners, if you would like to learn more about Mann & Hummel and their products, please feel free to visit their stand at the Hannover Messe, Hall 13, Stand C85, or take a look at their website. See you next time.